1, 2, 1.
It's time for the Better Horses Radio Show with Ernie Rodina. Saddle up and ride as we explore the Western way of life, horses and cows, family and friends, a relationship with the land, and a relationship with God. It's all here on Better Horses Radio. Now let's hit the trail with Ernie and his co-host, Don Dawson.
Whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. Hey, everybody, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Don Dawson.
Welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show. So glad you could join us today. Good to see everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week, Ernie. And we've got a great way to get our show started off, as we do every week. Ron, you want to tell about it?
Yep, that's our old buddy Steve Stafford with the Risen Ranch Church. How are you with us, Steve?
Hey, I'm here. It's always good to be with you kids.
It's always good to have you. I think as Dawn would say, can you get us started off right?
Hey, let's give it a try. Hey, folks, you know what? It's always great to be with you too. You know what? Every one of us, every day, has a lot on our minds between raising kids and getting them to everything that they're involved in, to taking care of the house and all that needs to be done there. Then there's the job, so much work that sits on my desk yelling my name. Then there's my wife, who just wants a few minutes today just to visit for a minute, spend a little time with. Then there's the horses. Well, they need to be fed and ridden. Fences need to be checked. Cows need to be counted. Well, we got 3 days worth of stuff to think about, but it has to be done and handled all in one day, today. Every day, it's the same. My mind is just too cluttered with all that is in front of me. So what's the most important thing that I need to focus on? When do I focus on my relationship with Jesus? What do I think about when I think of him? There's this fellow, his name's A.W. Tozer, and he wrote this: what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. How much we think about God and what we think when we do focus on him says a lot of who we are in him. So it's our prayer here today at Better Horses that you take the time for your family, for yourself, but most importantly, give Jesus some focus. Ponder on what you think about him and who he is. Hey, this is Steve Stafford. I am the pastor at Risen Ranch Cowboy Church, a very proud member of the Better Horses family.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, once again, thanks for driving that home. You know, I get busy, and yet I realize that thinking about Christ more is where my focus needs to be. And if you're listening to us and you're like, well, how do I do that? Boy, the first thing to do is just jump into God's word. If you want to know who Jesus is and how to think about him, it'll tell you. So Steve, thank you so much for reminding us that in spite of all these things that we let our mind get busy on, we don't need to ignore and don't need to stay away from focusing on the Lord. Well done, Pard.
Thanks, Ron. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. And hope that let's keep a couple people in our prayers. And we're talking about the David Shekel family. We lost David, a good friend of mine, last week. He succumbed to cancer. Keep him in mind, his family in mind. And another one that I found out is Mac Hampton, who is the father of R.W. Hampton. We lost him this last week. So we're going to keep them all in our prayers. And, you know, just remember, like you guys said, is that, you know, keep Jesus first in your life. Be bold for Jesus, as Ron says.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, you guys, we have a great show lined out for you today, and we want to get started with it pretty quick. We've got Justin McKee with us coming on today, and he's always good, so you don't want to miss that.
Ernie, who have we got following Justin McKee?
We've got, after Justin McKee, we've got Sean Florida. He's close to making the $7 million a year in the NRHA. Great man, great trainer. And we're going to talk to him as he just got through qualifying for the million, run for the million, one of them qualifying runs. But he's pretty excited about that.
And boy, that's a great lineup we've got. But you know what time it is right now, don't you?
Not sure.
It is time for our Kansas State University Veterinary Health Tip of the Week, and we've got Dr. Chris Blevins, and his topic today is traveling disease issues with your horse. We are here this week with Dr. Chris Blevins for the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Tip of the Week. Dr. Chris is the clinical professor of equine field services up there. He's out in the field. He sees a lot of stuff. So, Dr. Chris, what is your tip this week?
Yeah, I think, horses, they travel. And I think it's something to just kind of keep in mind that there are different diseases that horses are exposed to in different regions of the United States. So, you know, and sometimes we get so focused on everything happens where we're at and nothing else is different, no matter where we go. And that's not necessarily always the case. And I think it's something to just to know and to be aware of with this. And we hear about, you know, the more common things that do happen around here, but also especially when we go to high concentrated areas where horses are coming in to one spot, like flu, right? So the influenza, like equine herpes virus, again, those can be anywhere, the neurologic one for the herpes. But, you know, some of the other things are based on regions like Potomac horse fever, and that one is actually dealing with diarrhea and lethargy and maybe even laminitis. This virus, not even virus, it's actually a rickettsial type of bug that they pick up because they're close to a water source. And regionally, this is more common in kind of the Potomac region. So Ohio, Indiana, Michigan. If you're traveling to these areas, even for Illinois, close to the Illinois-Missouri border, they do have this, Potomac horse fever that they'll have every once in a while. So St. Louis, Missouri area, you know, you'd have to kind of be aware of. So if you're traveling to these areas, usually it's going to have to be during the summer to fall, spring timeframe. You're going to be close to water sources that your veterinarian could even help and vaccinate your horse for a Potomac horse fever prior to going to those regions. In addition, if you have any clinical signs of your horse of that diarrhea, laminitis, lethargy, after they've been to those regions, talking to your veterinarian and seeing if Potomac horse fever could be a possibility because you traveled there. You know, and some of the other things could be even tick-borne, sometimes even down to the south, vesicular stomatitis. We've heard about that. We've heard about it here in Kansas. It's more likely in the south. And so, Texas, they see more of it, into Oklahoma, New Mexico, even into Colorado, they'll have some high concentrated areas in through there. But again, we have seen it in Kansas, be stuff to just be aware of. And really, there is no vaccine for that. It's just kind of prevention and, you know, not traveling with a horse that has that, obviously. But things that you'd be looking for is lesions around the mouth or lesions above the coronary band. And talk to your veterinarian right off the bat if you notice that, because that needs to be addressed and looked at pretty quick. And so, gosh, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen in different regions, and just being aware of those things and looking or asking your veterinarian before you travel, what things can I do to prevent, or what diseases, you know, could they have in that region? Some things, it's not really things we're thinking about, but just trying to protect our horses as we're traveling with them is going to be important, and being aware that there's different regions that'll have different diseases.
Great tip, Dr. Chris. And, you know, one thing that I'm thinking as you're visiting about that is sharing water is the most common way to transmit diseases. We've learned that. So just make sure that you use your own buckets and your own water, right?
That is correct. Yeah, that's something that's very, very common. And nose-to-nose contact can happen, but just trying to, have those things in mind with horses and being aware, right? You hear a horse coughing or something, you might want to stay a little bit further away from them.
Thank you, Dr. Chris. We sure appreciate your tips every week. We love them, and we're taking better care of our horses because of it.
Thank you.
Well, once again, Dr. Blevins brings us some important information. You know, I hear from him, thanks to Better Horses, more than we get to visit in person. Don, he's been a friend for years, And it's like listening to an old friend giving me advice. So thanks to the folks at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center for letting Dr. Blevins and all of their other experts join us each week for the tip of the week.
That's right. And Ernie, we've got a bunch of local Purina dealers who help make this happen. And you guys have local dealers around your area, too, that participate in the Better Horses Radio Show. So we just like to hit on a couple of ours and go tell yours thank you as well. And who we're talking about, Ernie?
I'm looking right here. We got several of them all across the country, but we're talking about Premier Farm and Home in Topeka, Kansas. Woodard Mercantile, who's in Eureka, Andover, and Mays, Kansas. Great dealers. And let's not forget Roger Brummel and his team there at Brummel Farm Service in Garnett, Kansas.
And Don, you just brought up a great idea. What better way than to go into your local Purina dealer and thank them for what they do to support Better Horses Radio and to support the horse industry?
Let me just say something about the Rainiers. You brought that up, Ron. The local Purina dealers here in the Midwest have come up to close to $9,000 that they're putting in the Rainier show. I'm talking about just the dealers supporting them. That's pretty impressive. Really appreciate that.
We sure do. Hey, we've got a great show coming up, but we better take a break before then. This is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Stay cooler this summer by entering Merck Animal Health's Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes for a chance to win an Arctic Summer Cooler. This soft pack cooler from Arctic is lightweight and durable. Take it anywhere, from a camping trip to the horse show. The cooler is leak proof and insulated to keep your drinks cold for up to 24 hours. Enter before August 31st, 2022 by going to merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes. Again, that's merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store. Higginsville, Missouri.
Routine dental examination and treatments are essential for high-quality horse care. To prevent potential problems, a horse's mouth should be examined at least once a year. I'm Dr. Chris Blevins, equine field service veterinarian at Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. We can examine the mouth and provide a treatment plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson. And this segment is brought to you by Dekra. They have the products OsFos and Zymeta that we like to talk about. Two really great products. OsFos is been sometimes a cure for horses with navicular, and other times it helps them out just a lot to be better. So check out that with your vet, OsFos and Zymeta. And also go to Kleinschmidt's Western Store if you're driving down I-70 over in Higginsville, Missouri. They are right there on the north side of the highway. You can't miss it. So stop in there and visit Kleinschmidt's or go to kleinboot.com. That's kleinboot.com.
Hey, I'm excited about this next guest. It's been a while since I talked to him, but I tell you what, he's the real deal when it comes to training. And we're talking about a guy that's close to $7 million in earnings. He, Mr. Greenshirt, they call him. And just a super, super trainer, super man, just a great friend. And so glad to have him on this show with us today. And we're talking about Sean Florida. Like I said, he's close to $7 million in earning, and he's a tremendous trainer running after the run for the million, Don. And he just got qualified. in that event coming up. So I'm excited to talk about him, to talk to him. And Sean, welcome to Better Horses Radio.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, guys. And it's an honor to be on.
Well, like you said, we go back a few years, and really proud of your accomplishments. One of the best in the industry. And congratulations on just getting qualified for the Run for the Million.
Yeah, it's hard to do. And there's so many great horses, you know, and I say so many, there's only, I think, 15 of us that are qualified as far as horse and rider, but it will be the deepest, be the best of the best.
Now, when's that coming up?
You know, it's the middle of August is when we go there and compete. I believe we compete on the 20th of August, which is a Saturday night. And, you know, we're running for $1 million. So then horses will be, it is a lot of pressure, a lot of hype, a lot on the line.
Where did you qualify at, Sean?
Actually qualified in Arizona, and we qualified back in March. There was 10 of us that got qualified there. And then there was 5 that got qualified last year at the Run for a Million in the $100,000 added event. They take the top 5 from that, and then they take 10 other riders from the Arizona Scottsdale event.
And this event, the Run for the Million, is held out in Las Vegas, and they have a whole week long of high-paying competitions. I mean, there's big prize money all week long, let alone the Run for the Million event on the 20th. Are you involved with anything else out there besides the Run for the Million competition itself?
Yeah, there's an event out there. It's $100,000 added, and I'll have 3 horses in that. And then there's non-pros that I'm taking, and I think they're running for $25,000 or $50,000. So there's a whole fistful of money out there. And those guys have just done a great job of promoting it, making a go. It's right there at South Point Casino.
Wow.
And Equestrian Center. It's just phenomenal. I mean, Amanda Brumley puts it on. If you want to find it as far as on a website and stuff, just look up Run for a Million. And if you're interested in going, I know the tickets are getting really, really hard to come by. It sells out every year, but it's a fun time.
So folks, if you're new to Better Horses Radio, we're talking to Sean Flair today. He's the first individual to reach $6 million in the National Reining Horse Association. And Sean, I believe you also won, didn't you win 5 golds in the World Equestrian Games?
Yes, I've been very fortunate. I got to ride some great horses, and we have won 5 gold medals. And my gosh, that was fun. We got to go over to France, and we got to go to Spain. And, you know, obviously we competed here on our own turf in Lexington, Kentucky. But, man, that was fun.
Well, so for our listeners that may not know how to contact you, your website is thegreenshirt.com. Well, is there a story behind the green shirt?
You know, there is a story behind the green shirt. Actually, in 2002, I had a really, really great horse called Wimpy's Little Step. And there was a green pad, and it was actually a blue pad, and I had a green shirt that was my favorite. And I wore them together the night that horse won the reining fraternity for me. And everybody kind of made fun of me because it clashed, obviously. And I kept the green shirt, and I retired the blue pad, and I guess the rest is history.
Well, it's made you famous. Everybody can recognize Sean Flaherty with a green shirt on for sure.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you.
Sean, well, over the years, the horses have changed in bloodlines, and you know, we haven't talked to you for quite some time about what bloodlines you're running. Have they changed much for you, or are you still sticking with kind of the same ones?
You know, I'm still pretty loyal. I mean, I kind of know what works for me, and now I'm even getting to ride some of the mothers and daughters and sons of horses that I've rode. So still kind of staying to the same families, you know, and just backtracking it. Like I got a 3-year-old filly this year that Mr. Arcesi owns. She's by Wimpy's Little Chick that won reining for fraternity for me. And she's out of Gunnatrasha, which won a reining fraternity for me. So I got to ride both of her parents, you know, so that's a lot of fun. And you can kind of feel a lot of the same thought processes and physical motions that they have. So, you know, yeah, they're changing, but I still try to stay to that mama line. because I think mom's 80%. And, you know, with as long as I've been doing this, I've got to ride a lot of great horses, and I got to ride a lot of great mares. So I cater to those moms.
Hey, Sean, I had a chance to go to your website, thegreenshirt.com, and not only is it obvious how accomplished you are, but it's also obvious that beside the love of the horse, family is top priority for you. How do you balance the demands of being a trainer with getting that time with your family and
doing it all? You know, I got a great wife, and she's a business partner, and she's a wife, and she's a mother, and she gets me everywhere I need to go. And without her, I couldn't do it. Michelle's amazing, you know, and that's, you know, there's always a person behind the person. She's definitely that person for me, and she makes everything happen. And then obviously I got three great kids, and she's just been a great mom. You know, my oldest son, he's went through college and did all that stuff, and he's actually now made me a grandpa, which is makes me feel a little bit old, but I'm pretty honored to be that. And I got a little girl that's at the University of Cincinnati. And then my son just graduated the high school this year, and he wants to end up being a horse trainer. And he's won, I think $230,000 already. So he's ate up with it. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a curse, but thank God he's talented.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot of talented people out there now, because there's so many more people like you, Sean, sharing the information. And I got the chance to watch one of your videos a few years back, and it was just so informative. And I, you know, people really need to take advantage of that. Go to your website, look at all your training materials that you have, because you're a great teacher.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I love the horse, you know, and I've been around some great horsemen in my lifetime, and been fortunate enough to be around the right people. And if you surround yourself with good people and smart horsemen, you're going to improve.
Well, great horse family you have. And is your father still alive?
He is. And thanks for asking. He's amazing. He just turned 87 years old, and he might grow up one of these days. He don't act 87. He's
always in the middle of it.
He's always in the middle of it. He's still driving. Hell, he drove to Oklahoma City this year and watched us at the Derby, which is 15 hours. I mean, he's just amazing, Ernie. I hope when I'm 87 years old that I'm as sharp as he is and have as much energy. But, you know, there's a man that's been – he's had horses since he was 8 years old, and just been around him. Just a wealth of information. So I'm so blessed to have him around me.
Well, that's got to be rewarding to you and your family to have him around like that, because – you can tell just being around the horses, what an influence he's got on everybody around there.
Yeah, I'm just fortunate that I got him, and he's helped me through my whole career. He's amazing.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
You guys need to come out for Run for a Million and bring the radio show and cover that live. You guys would have so much fun.
Well, that's something we can work on, isn't it, Don?
I know it'd be fun. Do you have any other events coming up in between now and then, or after that you're focused on?
Yeah, Don, we go to Florida here to the Ocala, I guess it's a World Equestrian Center that was just been built. And I don't know if you've ever seen it online, but it's amazing. We'll take 9 head of horses down there. I got 3 3-year-olds that I'm going to show down there. And, they've got a lot of money put up down there, and it should just be a great event. The facility that Larry and Mary Roberts have built down there is just extraordinary. So if you ever get a chance and you're in Florida and Ocala, you got to go see that facility.
Hey, Sean, we've got just a few seconds left. Talk to us a little bit about the quarter horse business in Ohio. A lot of folks I talk to, they think they've got to cross the Mississippi River going west, and yet there's a rich quarter horse heritage in Ohio. Talk to us a little bit about that as we wrap up this time together.
You know, we probably produced and have some of the greatest horse trainers in the sport and in the industry. Actually, reining horses actually started right here in the state of Ohio with Dale Wilkerson years and years and years ago. But Dale actually was the only man to win the cutting paternity and the reining paternity. Clark Bradley, which lived in Ohio for a long time until he just passed this year, he was the only man ever to win the reining paternity and the pleasure paternity. a little bit of history lesson for you guys there. But the talent as far as horse trainers in the state of Ohio, I've been blessed. Obviously, my brother come from here. He's won two reigning fraternities. But it's been Ohio's fairly strong. It's amazing how many horses are in Ohio. I think Ohio's fifth or sixth even on the state as far as got the most horses. So
wow,
it's very populated.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on with us, Sean. We know you're busy, got a lot of horses to ride yet today, and we want to get you back on after you win that Run for the Million.
Hey, thank you. We're going to try hard, and it's an honor to talk to you guys. And Ernie, you take care, and I'll see you guys down the road.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sean. Folks, this is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us. Hey, we're back. Thanks for listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Don Dawson. And our next guest is brought to us by Merck Animal Health. Go to their website, merckanimalhealth.com. Check out all the products that they have for your horse. They have a bunch of them. The ones we focus on are Safeguard and Panicure. But this is this big time of year where you need to look at their line of prestige vaccines. Talk to your veterinary about what they have to offer and what might work for your horse, because there are a lot of choices and you need to know what works best.
Hey guys, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about this segment more than ever. You know, you come off of the weekend, after a weekend, especially like last weekend with the Cowboy Channel championship Sunday and everything else, I got in trouble. My wife kicked me out of the house to go do something because I just wanted to sit in the chair and watch Cowboy Channel all day long. And that was so exciting. And my hat goes off. I said, Justin McKee, and to see the coverage they have and clear up through the Hall of Fame, inductee, they're busy on the road. I mean, they're like a hummingbird on speed, I take it, just trying to film everything. Justin, welcome to the Better Horses radio show. And just want to tell you how much we appreciate the hard work you and the whole group at the Cowboy Channel is doing.
Well, thank you, Ernie and Ron, Don. Thank you. It's good to be with you guys again. And we always appreciate hearing kind words like that. And it is an exciting time to be a cowboy. It's an exciting time for rodeo and Western sports. And we're going places and taking people that people's really never seen for the most part. And it's been an incredible ride here. It's hard to believe we're in our third year, and we've got a lot of things still we haven't even started on yet. So we feel like we're just still kind of barely crawling. And boy, I'm excited, just like you guys are.
You know, what I'm hoping, one of the things we can do is keep the momentum going, is on the work that Patrick Gotch is doing with the making sure that we can expand the protect the Cowboy Channel, these other networks. And so hopefully we can take it to another level and get more involved in that, Justin, and just appreciate the hard work and the commitment of your whole team down there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, there's a resolution signed this week, and he's been working on that for 9 years. And our senator there in Mississippi, Senator Smith, has done an amazing job getting that pushed through. And there's some other ag senators that jumped on board to help get that done. So, I'm excited. They've been kind of putting the squeeze on rural America in terms of being able to, keep us on some of those main cable networks.
You know, Justin, I would tell you, there are more and more folks finding these channels. I was visiting a doctor today and dressed just like I always dressed. And he asked me about a show I've never seen, Yellowstone. And he's fascinated with that. And I said, man, if you're fascinated with that, why don't you watch the real deal? Why don't you turn to the Cowboy Channel? And so he's going to go home and make sure they've got the Cowboy Channel. And if they don't, he's going to order it. I tell you, they're coming out of the woodworks, folks who like the programming that you all are providing there at the Cowboy Channel.
Well, you know what? COVID was not all bad. And I think COVID got people thinking about maybe more or less less frivolous stuff. and more things that are real and not fake. I think they're recognizing how fake Hollywood is and how fake the news is and how fake the sports teams are at the professional level. America's sick of that. And they want somebody that's real. They want John Wayne back. They want John Wayne to take America back. And, you know, we got a lot of things going for us. That Yellowstone phenomenon, whether you like it or not, is having a huge impact on the Western world in a positive way, because I'm going to tell you right now, the Cowboy Channel is not going to attract urban America, but Yellowstone has attracted urban America, just like your doctor. And now we're going to bring them over. That's the next step, in my opinion. That's not the next step. I don't want to get into all that, but that's on down the road. I mean, it's happening little bit by little bit, but I think it's going to be a whole lot one of these days. And the farmers and ranchers are going to, I think, finally get the respect that we've always wondered why they didn't get in the first place.
Oh, I see.
You know, I think that there was another movie in itself that brought Western attire back, and that was Urban Cowboy. And if everybody goes back and looks at that, that brought where city people wanted to dress like cowboys and cowgirls. And so I see that the Yellowstone has brought that back to people to dress real cowboy. But I'm with Justin, whether you like it or not, it's huge. And it has brought people into the Western world. And they're wanting, like he started to say, they're wanting to join in and be a part of that world. Because even though a lot of things on Yellowstone aren't real life, a lot is. And, you know, so it's a good blend of a big, crazy story, like a lot of movies are. But it's pretty cool in the just getting the ranching world out there for people to see.
Well, I think it's been kind of a perfect trifecta that has come together at exactly the right time. And I think when you combine COVID and the exposure to other mainstream sports, it has had a huge falling out because of the national anthem primarily. And people are recognizing that these athletes are absolutely spoiled rotten and take everything for granted. And not all of them, but a lot of the people that end up on the evening news sure do. And I think by the time you take that, COVID and Yellowstone and the Cowboy Channel all kind of coming together here at the same time, it's an interesting phenomenon that's going on. And I'm kind of glad we're in the middle of this deal. And I know there's some people that are listening or watching. They've watched Yellowstone. They're thinking right now, well, that's the foulest, most vulgar talking show that I've ever heard. And I'm not going to disagree with that. There's no reason to get into that debate, but I'm going to say this. I've had a conversation with a couple of cowboy preacher friend of mine that they're just disgusted by it and just appalled by it. And I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What? I think in the Bible, there was a guy named Paul and he killed Christians and God ended up turning his life around and using him to change the world and spread the gospel to the Gentiles. If he hadn't have done that, we may have never known about Jesus. And if he can use Paul who killed Christians, he can use anybody. And I'm telling you, there's nothing that we could have done in our world to bring the masses over to the cowboy world like's happening through Yellowstone. And here's what I believe. I think it's spiritual. I think it's as spiritual as I'm standing here, that he may use a Christian or a non-believer or maybe even an atheist to bring them over to our world. But guess what? When them urban people come over into our world, guess who they're going to meet? Ron, they're going to meet you. And Don, they're going to meet you. And Ernie, they're going to meet you. And they're going to meet Justin. We're going to have programs that's going to take these people that are interested in the cowboy world because they were watching a Yellowstone movie or a TV show from their apartment in New York City, and they're going to meet us. And guess who they're going to meet? They're going to meet Jesus.
I think a lot of people take it personal and don't like it because they feel like it's attacking our cowboy way of life. But there's so many zillions of movies out there that talk about other ways of life that are just as bad or worse. You know, it's just a movie in the end, but the fact that it's bringing people to be real is what's going to be cool about it.
Hey, folks, it's if you just tuned in, you're listening to Better Horses Radio, and we're talking to the Cowboy Channel's Justin McKee. And Justin, I love your passion. I love your desire to see folks come to know the Lord. I want to talk to you about rodeo for a minute. I've got a hunch, but rather than making a hunch, you've got your finger on the pulse of rodeo. What are you seeing and hearing from your reporters in the field about attendance, live attendance at the rodeos this year?
Everything is sold out. And let me back up and say my vision, my passion, my goal is to create destinations out of these rodeos. I want people to know there's so much more than the rodeo. There's communities and there's people and there's sights to see. And these are places of great tourism potential. But I'm a little hesitant now because there's no rodeo tickets left. And that's what's going on. It's a dream come true. The locals are, you know, here's another thing that's going on. They're not going to go on big vacations because the price of fuel. They're going to stay at home. They're going to spend their money at that local rodeo and that carnival. And they're going to go do some local stuff. Or people are going to stay within their region, go 4, 5, or 6 hours and drive to a rodeo. And so the tickets are flying off the shelf. I was in St. Paul, Oregon. They broke every record imaginable. Town of 425 people. They broke attendance records. They broke parade records. They broke beer sales were like quadruple ever. I mean, there's a lot. Here's the thing. There's a lot of things that are happening that I've never seen before. For an example, what I'm talking about, for example, St. Paul had a tent that was probably it was 60, 70, 80 feet wide and 100 feet long, humongous tents. They were setting them up and they had TV screens and bars and games and different entertainers during the day. And there was thousands of people in them tents, couldn't get a rodeo ticket watching it on the big screen. I never heard of that before. That's what's going on out in the field.
Well, a lot of credit to the Cowboy Channel. We were talking before we came on the air, and even a guy like me who's been a rodeo fan his whole life, Cowboy Channel has shown me some rodeos that I always heard about but never seen. And I looked at those rodeos, and I mentioned before we went on the air, I've created a new bucket list. I want to get out to the Dodge City Rodeo. I want to get out to St. Paul. I want to get up to Sheridan. It's just so many things that the Cowboy Channel has showed us has been not only good for this way of life, but man, it's been good for, you said, is tourism. These places are places that the rest of the world is going to figure out. We better get up there now. We better buy our tickets for the rodeos next year and make a plan. And Justin, I think you and your whole team there at the Cowboy Channel had a lot to do with that. What do you see? We've only got a few minutes left. What do you see the future, Justin? You're part of the team up there that's helping create dreams for us through the Cowboy Channel. What's the future? What do you guys have on the horizon, Justin?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that the reason that you want to go and the people are showing up by droves for the most part is our base has been able to attach themselves with an athlete. They've gotten to know these athletes. They've picked out their favorites. And they're following him. All we've ever had in rodeo, for the most part, 98% of the people that buy a rodeo ticket are spectators. They're not fans. Yeah, 2%, you know, you and Don and Ernie are rodeo fans. I get that. You're in the 2%, though. But now we've upped that. We've upped that in an amazing way where there's people that are actually fans and they're following actual athletes. That's never happened before. Never in the history of rodeo has there been true fans outside of the NFR crowd. I mean, outside of the 20,000 people that go to NFR, and you know, a lot of them are suspect. But as far as the future goes, and I know we're short on time, I got to be honest with you. It's going to be awesome because, like I said before, we're just crawling, but we're going so fast every day and juggling so much. And I mean, we're just trying not to be overwhelmed. I don't know what the future looks like. I really don't. Right now, what we're really working My goal is I want to show you more scenics. The live feeds are great, but I want to spend more time at those places showing you how just beautiful not only the country is physically, but how beautiful the souls of the people are. And we're doing that a little bit. I get to do that on this network, and that's one of my primary jobs. But I want to do that more. I want to create bigger fans that go deeper into the lives of these athletes and follow them even more. And I think that's how you create a real fan or grow a real fan base.
I never thought about that. That is so true.
We've never had true fans outside of just, you know, our rodeo family. We have not had fans. The people that show up are the locals there for the celebration, whether it's the fair, the carnival, or the party. They're there just because it's the annual get together for the community, but they don't know who the players are. I mean, you could in Trevor Brazil's prime in Vegas, you could have grabbed people off the street, you know, that were even going to the NFR and ask who Trevor Brazil was. And they're like, I don't know, but we're going to the rodeo.
Well, I like what you're doing now. I heard you before as an announcer. And you could tell us some of those background stories if we were there in the stands. What I like about what you're doing, and I want to encourage this, so play this to all the folks there at the Cowboy Channel. Now you're able to show us these stories. Now you're able to help us connect with these folks in a way that we couldn't even do as folks sitting in the stands for a live rodeo. So, man, I love what you're doing. I think all of us do. We want to hear more of those stories. We wish you the best. If there's anything better horses can do, we're on board, Pardon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Justin.
It is my pleasure to be with you guys, and I enjoy all the opportunities we've had over the years to visit here on this great radio program. You guys are making a difference and creating fans as well. So, I consider you guys good partners, the Cowboy Channel, and looking forward to the next time we can get together.
Justin, I'll say last thing is go Team Pope.
Yes, sir. That's right. The Wizard from Waverly.
There he is. Two of them now.
Exactly.
All right. We better take a break.
Yep. This is Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dylan Luter, a specialist in equine performance medicine at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. Our new service focuses on lameness diagnosis, advanced imaging, physical therapy, and regenerative medicine for horses with injuries preventing them from performing at their best. We can treat a variety of conditions and design a customized rehabilitation plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
John Deere is known for quality equipment. This quality has created a perception that John Deere is more expensive than other brands. But high quality doesn't mean high price. The truth from buyers in our area is customers who have purchased a John Deere compact utility tractor saved more than $2,000 when buying from Heritage Tractor. Dare to compare us before buying. You and your wallet will be surprised. Nothing runs as long as a Deere, and we'll prove it with our exclusive 10-year warranty. Visit heritagetractor.com/compare to learn more.
It's time to fall into forage and save. Stanley Premium Western Forage is offering one of the biggest promotions of the year. Buy any three Stanley products and get $5 off. Stanley Premium Western Forage offers the highest quality premium forage from the Western United States. During the summer months, Stanley's farm employees carefully nurture and harvest their fields to make sure the forage meets their product specifications and exceed your quality standards. Winter is coming. Get prepared now with the help of Stanley Premium Forage. Visit StanleyForage.com/coupons to download your coupon now.
Stay cooler this summer by entering Merck Animal Health Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes for a chance to win an Arctic Summer Cooler. This soft-pack cooler from Arctic is lightweight and durable. Take it anywhere, from a camping trip to the horse show. The cooler is leak-proof and insulated to keep your drinks cold for up to 24 hours. Enter before August 31st, 2022 by going to merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes. Again, that's merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store, Higginsville, Missouri.
It's time to go with United Mosquito and Fly Control's premier fly system for fly control in your barn, providing relief for horses from the stress of fighting flies, and also makes a barn more pleasant for everyone in the barn. Easy, effective, and safe. With United Mosquito and Fly Control, we provide a full service. You as the barn owner don't have to do anything. We go everywhere and take care of everything with our friendly fast service. Call today at 913-558-3814 or email Paul at unitedmosquito.com.
If you're passionate about the environment and your horse's bedding, we urge you to look into WRG Eco Shred Bedding. Made from clean, recycled corrugated cardboard, Eco Shred provides absorbent, biodegradable animal bedding, vacuumed out so it's dust-free and highly absorbent. Eco Shred Bedding is made from recycled materials, perfect for horses and small animals. Save the environment and order the finest bedding for your barn. Go to NebraskaWRG.org or call Heartland Horse Products at 620-637-2455.
Hey, thanks for listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson. And boy, we have had a great show today. And we've got just a little bit more time left with you guys. And we want to talk about Stanley Premium Western Forage just a little bit. Go to stanleyforage.com. Check it out. Ernie's working on some $3 coupons for me and Ron. We probably won't ever see them, but we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Better yet, I'm bringing the product to you.
Well, I tell you what, you better grab it quick. There's a drought going along in a lot of parts of the country. And so you're going to want to be sure you get in touch with the folks at Stanley Premium Western Forage.
We great products, great company, and hope to see them at a raining paternity, which is going to be the 16th, 17th, and 18th of September. And you won't want to miss that.
That's going to be a fun event. There's tons of added money this year that they've never had at the Kansas Reining Horse Association event. So entries will probably be big, and there's going to be some great horses there and riders as well.
Right. Thanks to the Purina dealers in the area. Also, thanks to Stanley. And let's thank also Classic Equine. We're going to have a total of about $24,000 added. And really do appreciate good. They're getting behind it. I say, what I want from you folks out there is to support these dealers and businesses that are got behind us, because it's like none other that we've ever had, Don.
It's amazing.
Hey, Ernie, don't you have some news for us about the newsletter that's coming out?
Yeah, the newsletter should come out this week, and we are going to have a monthly newsletter, e-blast, and it covers pretty much southwest, south-central parts of the United States, this whole area. And it's going to be mailed out to 64,000 horse owners. And so that's gone from 20,000, Ron, to 64,000. And these are good names. And what we want to do is develop a community where we can find services and also services. And along with that, products and you name it, ways we can help the horsemen.
Hey, Ernie, how do our listeners get on that email list if they want to receive that newsletter each month?
Email me with your name, ernie@betterhorsesradio.com, and I'll put you on the list. It's as simple as that.
Well, let's do it. I'm gonna send you my name.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, only. And I want to thank Justina Alk, who's with Van Leeuwen Communications, for helping us put this thing together. Great partners. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, Ernie, it's that time. Can you believe it?
I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. We want you to be brave out there. And we're talking to Connie and Brent and Uncle Mikey. Let's not forget Jim Lee and lots of other ones. How about you guys? You guys know any out there?
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Nancy, Kate, and Becca. How about you, Dawn?
Jeff, JD, Carmen, Justin, and Hattie. You guys be good.
Hey, until next week, this is Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Dawn Dawson.
Happy trails.
And be sure to ride for the brand. Thank you.